Blue and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. And Lou, it was a bit of a sad day in a way because a great creative man passed away yesterday, and that was Jim Steinman, who was well known as being the hit maker behind the great Meatloaf.
Yeah, absolutely. But wrote songs for heaps of other artists well, including Celine.
Well, let's go through some of them here. So you mentioned Celine. So. Story behind that song. So it was originally meant to, I believe it was meant to be in a follow-up to A Bat Out of Hell, not long after the original Bat Out of Hell. But
It was for Meatloaf.
But they didn't collaborate again for 16 years before Bat Out of Hell 2, and then somehow it ended up with Celine Dion. I probably got that slightly wrong, but the gist was that it was meant for Meatloaf, and for whatever reason, it ended up with Celine Dion. But Meatloaf then re-recorded it. So there is a Meatloaf version of It's All Coming Back to Me Now, but Celine did it justice.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about this one, Lou? It's gonna take a super. Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. Love it.
He also did A Total Eclipse of the Heart for Bonnie, Tyler as well. Wrote that one.
Yep.
And then, of course, the classic Meatloaf track. Paradise Pop, Dashboard Light. Was an epic 8-minute story of trying to get lucky with a lady and then regretting everything.
It was an emotional roller coaster and unbelievable.
And what was the story behind you and the bath and
Meatloaf? It's a very emotional song for me because the first time I ever shaved my legs, I was in the bathtub listening to Bat Out of Hell.
There we go.
Yeah. So a very emotional connection.
But for me, my greatest connection is the early 90s, as it is a lot of times. And that was Bat Out of Hell 2. And we'll never forget, especially the video clip for this song. When Meatloaf was a wolf man. It's kind of like, you know what it was kind of like? What's the Disney one with the...
Teen Wolf?
Nah. You know when he's an ugly, he's a monster, and then she turns him into a handsome prince? What's that... It's not Cinderella. It's a really famous
Disney
one.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. It was kind of a takeoff of that. He was an ugly beast, but then she turned him into a beautiful meatloaf.
Had him for dinner.
That was the gist. Thanks for helping me out there, Lou. I appreciated that. Anyway, it was great. We did pay tribute to Jim Steinman and all his amazing work today with our song Smackdown. You got over the line with Paradise by the Dashboard Light. We played it in full. Oh,
honestly, I just never get sick of hearing the songs off the Bat Out of Hell album.
Nah,
I'll
same,
be honest.
Same.
They're just amazing.
All right, but we did plenty of other stuff on the show today, and we'll kick it off with this. We are the champions,
my friend. Lou and Matt's Wheel of Games.
All right, you have a spin, Lou. I'll say the
All
prize
right,
today.
Let's go.
The prize is a delicious Benetti's pizza, Young Street in Albury. Yeah, the Aldi's there, and it's absolutely delicious. Got to get a Supreme. What number have you spun up there, Lou?
Number 2.
Game number 2. Let me check the game book. There are 100 games on the wheel. Some of them are permanent. Some of them temporary. Some of them related to the day of the week. Oh, yes. Sweet redemption on this one, Lou. Oh, yes. I'm glad I get another
crack. You can call me the Riddler.
Oh, yes. It's your last riddle. I can't even remember it, but it's... terrible.
Well, it's hard.
So
to
easy.
Running out of riddles. All right. Okay. Here's the riddle today for the delicious Benetti's pizza. This is a great riddle, Lou. This one.
Is it?
I don't know. The water level in a reservoir is low, but no, that's just as easy, isn't it? The water level in a reservoir is low, but doubles every day. It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. How long does it take for the reservoir to become half full? 133353. First person through with the correct answer. Bang! You've got yourself the pizza.
Okay.
Do you think you've got the answer?
don't think so.
Oh, great, great. The water level in a reservoir is low, but doubles every day. It takes 60 days to fill the reservoir. How long does it take for the reservoir to become half full? Oh, someone's already calling. Actually, I'm so excited. Can we just get straight?
Sure, let's go. Let's get straight into it.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Mark.
All right, Mark. How long does it take for the reservoir to become half full?
It takes 59 days.
59 days. Yes, it does.
That's
well, not a bad
it
riddle.
It doubles
every
day.
That's right. So by 59th day, it's half full and then bang, double that, 100%. That's not a bad riddle, is it, to be honest? Mark?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. A little bit easy, but
not impressed.
Not
you're the only caller, Mark.
So you're a super brainiac, Mark. That's the only conclusion we can draw from that. So you can walk around with your chest puffed out today. Yeah. I'm the smartest person on the border.
Yeah.
I will do.
Well done, mate. You've got yourself the delicious Benetti's pizza. Well done.
The Riddler.
That's you today, Mark. Well done. Just hang on the line. We'll get your details. See, not bad, Lou. What'd you give that out of 10?
Yeah, actually, wasn't too bad. I liked it. You had to think a little bit. Mark didn't have to think at all because he's a super brainiac. But
it doesn't
feel
right, does it, for to be half full on the 59th day? It just doesn't feel right in your head to say 59 days.
No, you've got to listen, haven't you? Right. Got to listen to
it. Sweet redemption, Lou. The Wheel of Games will be back tomorrow with any one of 100 games that's on the wheel. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.
The Borders 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Matt's Free Money Minute.
For Kiwa Milk, truly local.
Yes, indeed, it is the Free Money Minute and $500 up for grabs. But it's a slightly different version this week. We've been doing the true or false version of the Free Money Minute and Lockie is going to have a go. Morning, Lockie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you.
All right, what would you do with $500, Lockie?
I might buy a lot of books, actually.
Okay.
A lot of books.
That's a lot of books.
What kind of books are you reading at the moment, Lockie?
I'm reading Japanese comics at the moment.
Get out of town. Is that manga?
That's manga.
Are they expensive? Like, if you buy manga comics on eBay or in store, are they pricey?
No more pricey than regular books.
Okay.
Okay, so you could buy a lot. So $500 could get a lot of manga.
Yeah. Do you keep them in plastic so that they're then collector's items, Lockie?
No, because you've got to read them.
Yeah, that's a fair call. All right, here we go. 10 questions, no passing, just true or false. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
The second largest flightless bird in the world is native to Australia.
True.
The Norse god Thor is the god of war.
False.
According to Google searches, the crossbred Cavoodle was Australia's most popular dog in 2020.
False.
Nicholson Park is located in Albury.
False.
A supernova is the birth of a star.
True.
It's impossible to completely stop yourself from breathing.
True.
The smallest ocean on Earth is the Arctic Ocean.
True.
A woman's heart beats slower than a man's.
False.
A balalaika is a Russian sword.
True.
The sperm whale is the loudest animal in the world.
True.
There we go. With almost 5 seconds to spare, did it in comfortable time. How do you feel about that, Lockie? Do you reckon you've got the 10?
I can only hope.
All right, let's see. We've got 10 to get, and this is what you ended up with.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ah, we got a 50-50 result. We got the 5.
5 out of 10. All right.
All right, Lockie, you want to find out the ones you got wrong?
Let's go.
All right, so you got the second question wrong, unfortunately. The Norse god Thor is, in fact, the god of war. You said that was false. According to Google searches, Cavoodle is the most popular dog in 2020, Lou, in Australia.
It is, with the Golden Retriever coming in second, which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. You said that was false too. Nicholson Park actually is in Albury. It's on Pemberton Street, actually, isn't it? Near the private hospital.
There you go.
You had a bad run in the middle section here because you also got the supernova question wrong. It isn't the birth of a star. It's actually the death of a star, Lockie.
Yeah, you should have known that one.
And the final one, then you rallied and you got three correct before getting the second last one wrong, which is over to you, Lou, the second last one.
The balalaika
Very nice.
Is actually a Russian musical instrument. It's like a guitar with three strings and it's triangular. There you go. You know, smarty pants question.
So you said the statement was it's a sword, but Lockie said that was true, but it's the musical.
All right,
well done. You got 5 out of 10. You're welcome to play any time, Lockie.
Oh, well, I'll have to try again.
And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to health at the moment. Let's touch base with Emma Poland from Albury Wodonga Health. And Emma, it's been reported that some elective surgeries have been cancelled due to a worldwide shortage of surgical wraps. Is that correct?
And I would like to reassure our community that Albury Wodonga Health has not cancelled any elective surgery due to the shortage of wraps. What we have done is pause the booking of any future non-urgent elective surgery. And the reason for that is in order for us to preserve our supplies so that we can meet our emergency and urgent elective surgery demand.
Right. Well, so how long do you think it would take before you can start booking them back in again? So if someone's got some pain at the moment and surgery is looking likely, when will they be able to get an operation, do you think?
Yes. As soon as it's safe to do so, we will recommence booking the non-urgent surgery. And I would anticipate that will be in the next few weeks. Certainly the situation and the pressure has eased from what it was a few weeks ago, and we are starting to see a bit more of a steady supply of the wrap.
So, Emma, just quickly, what's impacting that supply? I mean, obviously COVID, but is it because just shipping and the like is just much slower than it ordinarily would be?
No, it's that the sterilisation wrap is actually made from the same material which was used to manufacture protective equipment.
That
we used so much of during COVID.
Yep.
And so those materials were directed to the PPE, and so that has had an impact on the sterilisation wrap.
Gotcha.
I think I'd also say this is not unique to Albury Wodonga Health. It is a statewide supply shortage in Victoria and also some other states around Australia.
All right, let's move on to the vaccine hub. So what's the status of that at the moment?
So the vaccine hub is operating from the Wodonga High Street. We are continuing to prioritise those 1A workers and resi-aged care residents and workers. So that's all going in accordance with the plans, including the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccines.
And the best way to book in for your vaccine, is that like through the hub or through your GP? What's the best way for people that are still part of that 1A?
So people who are 1A will be contacted through a booking system and text messaging, so they will be advised about the booking so they don't need to make contact. And other people in the community who aren't part of the 1A but would like the vaccine are encouraged to speak to their GP.
Okay, now finally, now this is obviously a complicated thing and we could talk for ages about it, but just very quickly, you've got a 20-year kind of master plan for the future of Albury Wodonga Health that's just been released. What's the key thing that would change with the 20-year plan going forward?
Well, I think it's all about how we can provide safe quality services to our communities of Albury Wodonga and really provide comprehensive care close to home.
There was a little talk about having just one major hospital with everything in it?
There is certainly talk of a single site which would help address, some of those current safety and quality issues where we're spread across multiple campuses.
Will that change the delivery of maternity services?
That's yet to be determined.
So right.
This sort of sets out the bold vision that we're working towards, and then there'll be more work in terms of what that actually looks like over the coming years.
Yeah, because if they close borders, I mean, we had that situation where emergency vehicles had to pass between two, and that was problematic, wasn't it? So if it was in one spot, that'd be potentially better for everybody.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Well, excellent. Emma Poland, thank you so much for clearing up some of the misconceptions, especially around the elective surgery. A pleasure to talk with you, and hopefully we'll talk with you again soon.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. Bye, Mark. Bye, Lee.
And there's a new movie release at Regent Cinemas. For those who have played this game over many decades, it's been a game for yonks. Mortal yes. Kombat has been made into a movie.
The fate of Earth is in our hands.
No matter how many of my people you put in the ground, we will not fail.
Oh, it sounds epic and it looks epic, Lou. The trailer does look amazing, but let's find out how good it is with Shane A. Bassett.
At the movies.
Rightio, Shane A., good morning. So this one was actually filmed in Australia, rated R. Am I going to go and see Mortal Kombat, should I?
Well, I'm going to be as diplomatic as I possibly can, Lou.
Right.
It was filmed in South Australia, which is fantastic. So what a great Aussie actors behind the scenes and on screen.
Awesome.
Jessica McNamee is probably the highlight for me as Sonya Blade, popular character. But Mortal Kombat was made in the 90s. There was a couple of sequels. They were kind of cult hits. This one,
oh, that's
as
right.
You say,
I remember that.
R-rated, and not for kids under 18 because there's a lots of excessive violence. And I don't mind good action sequences, but I'll need a plot to string it together, and that has very little plot to talk about.
No, Lou,
oh,
maybe
missing
plot.
A plot, bummer.
But does it need a plot? I mean, there's lots of explosions. There's a dragon of fire at once. There's a dragon
See,
made
that's
of
the
fire,
thing.
Lou.
Mm. The special effects are pretty high voltage. I really enjoyed that part of it on the big screen. I'm not a gamer, so I didn't sort of connect to many of the characters,
okay.
but I think
yeah.
if gamers see this, they may like it a lot more than I did.
Do people still play Mortal Kombat? I thought it was one of those really old video games.
I believe it's still quite popular, but who knows?
Everything old is new again, Lou, you know what that's
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, there is another one, and this is another kind of Australian, but it's a proper Australian movie, Tropical Queensland. Land romantic comedy. Who's in this one? This little love of mine.
You know what? I know you're laughing about it, Matt, but it's actually a better than expected rom-com. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
And I mean, a lot of it comes down to the cinematography because it's all filmed up in North Queensland across the islands and the Great Barrier Reef.
I love rom-coms.
Saskia Humpel is the lead actress here. I don't know much about her. She's done
Never
a lot of television work, mostly Neighbours, but here she's good. And I mean, it's really a simple story of two old friends who are reunited. They haven't seen each other for years. One stayed on the island, built up a business. The other one's a lawyer who comes back to the island to visit, and they connect. And
oh,
it's a lot
the
of,
one
know,
that got away gets back together. Nice.
Classic. I know, it's the same old story, but trust me, it kind of just works.
I like it.
All right, then. Well, they're the two new releases at Regent Cinemas. Shane A., it is always an absolute pleasure talking to you and for you to give it to us straight about what we should and shouldn't see. So thanks again for the chat, and we'll catch you again next week.
No worries, Matt. I think others may enjoy Mortal Kombat much more than I did.